Your victory, 91.5 Red Rocks Worship. I am home. It's Rise and Stein. Starting on Monday, it's Victory Partner Days. Very Yay! Excited about that. So pray up. Whether it's a business or a ministry or a church that you're operating, maybe it's just a family that you're leading. Just a family
or
that you're leading.
Just yourself.
Pray about how you can partner with us financially. This is how we operate. We are a listener-supported ministry that takes the message of Jesus to North Georgia and the world. And we want you to come along with us and help us with that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That starts on Monday morning. That would be Ray Haynes that just gave you the amen. If you go to victory.radio and click on blog, you'll see a painting. And I see what you did here.
Ah.
It's a lion and a lamb.
Hanging out together.
Yes.
Chewing hay.
This week is the... Chewing hay. It is the Feast of Tabernacles this week. And the title of today's teaching is Feast of Tabernacles and the Millennial Kingdom.
Mm. Yeah, it's exciting. What a cool feast. This is the one called the Feast. You know it's exciting. It goes for 8 days. It really started on Sunday night. And so it goes all week and kicks off. And we kick off Victory Partner Days. We're kicking off the end, the greatest day of the feast, which is the best way possible to start a Victory Partner Days. But I think you'll enjoy it. So we're here kind of in the middle of the week just to kind of run it down and walk you into what it is. If you've ever wondered all the bizarre verses that just don't seem to fit and make sense anywhere, they tend to fit in the millennium. That's where they fit. So that's what the Feast of Tabernacles is all about. And man, isn't it exciting. It's just a cool feast. Leviticus 23 breaks it down. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God. What a tough command. You will... Have a good time. You will have a good time. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. We wanted to make sure that we didn't just get all religious, that we rejoiced.
That
was the mark of who we were. And he said, dwell in booths for 7 days, because I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. Now, here's a hint. It's not about the booths. It's not about the booths. It's a shadow, so there's something else going on there. All right.
Now you're saying booths, like a
not like a in little, a diner,
like a John little Wilkes. Tent. Yeah,
yes, booth,
like a tent, a sukkah, something that you make. Like we on our back porch where we've been eating is, you know, it's one of those little umbrella thingies. You just wind it, and you sit under that.
An awning,
anything,
covering.
So imagine. Tailgating and having one of those 10 by 10 things.
It's a canopy.
Yeah.
Jesus invented tailgating. Who knew? But it's true. The Spring Festival. The Spring Festivals are all about what Jesus did. On Passover, he died. First fruits, he rose. Pentecost, he sent the Holy Spirit. How cool. Spring was the time of the grain harvest. His body, that's his death for our sins. So it's all about Jesus and what he did for us. The fall festivals, and this is the last part, one of them, trumpets and Rosh Hashanah, it's our birth. Atonement is our judgment. Tabernacles, it's our life forever with him. Fall is the time of the fruit harvest. It's about the benefits of the blood of Christ, living for God. All right, this is the benefits. Again, it's not getting saved. This is the stepping out and walking in that salvation. So this is the feast all of Israel looked forward to. And I mean to tell you, they are celebrating in Israel today, and they will all week long, because Rosh Hashanah, the Days of Awe, the Day of Atonement, they're all gone. So that's all the repentance and the judgment. And you're always happy when that's behind you. You know, you don't want the spanking, but you want it to be over. So our sins are atoned. It's time to start our new life. We spend a week celebrating life with him during the Feast of Tabernacles or booths. You construct a sukkah, a lean-to, a tent, whatever you want to call, wherever, and you just eat your meals there. It's really about feasting. It really is. What a cool week.
Oh, Sukkot? Is that what this is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the sukkah is just a variation. In fact, tabernacles or booths are attempts to translate Sukkot into English.
Oh, okay.
This is as close as we get. The singular form is sukkah or a tent, but you want people with you, right?
Yeah.
So it's really not about being singular. It's not about sitting out there in your tent. So you build shade for yourself. In other words, Jesus is your shade. So it's all representative, as you'll see. But during the harvest season of late summer, you know, you'd get up, you go out and you work all morning long, and it's hot, and as the midday bears down, you take a break, and you, whatever you have, you kind of build something to get yourself a little bit of shade. So that's the whole idea of a sukkah, of something that's keeping you out of the sun. It's what Jonah built. Such a sukkah. He sat in as he waited to see what would come of Nineveh. It says in Jonah 4:5, Jonah had gone out, sat down in a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, waited to see what would happen to the city. So he didn't build a house. He just built a little sukkah. He just, something to block the sun. Jacob built a sukkah for his cattle in his journeys. He actually named a place after them. So that day Esau started on his way back to Seir. That was when he saw his brother. Jacob, however, went to Sukkah, where he built a place for himself and made shelters for his livestock. So that's why the place is called Sukkoth today. When the ancient Israelites emerged from Egypt, they left their houses behind. At first, they wouldn't even have had tents to pitch to protect themselves. So they gathered whatever there was, brush, anything to keep the sun off their heads. So in the end, God was saying, listen, I'm going to be the one sheltering you from the sun. My presence is the sukkah that you really need. So what we're really celebrating isn't tents or any of that kind of stuff. We are celebrating the fact that Jesus is our shelter, our shade, our comfort, our everything.
Mm. Excellent. Excellent. Feast of Tabernacles. You can follow along. All these notes are posted at victory.radio. Leanna's going to post up a link on the Risenstein Facebook page right now, and you can follow along. Part two, we'll talk about dwelling. It's Risenstein's Victory 91.5. Pastor Jason's Works of Art series continues this Sunday at